Nolte, 8 Reasons Now is a Good Time to Get Your Concealed Carry Permit. By John Nolte on July 22, 2020. Now would be a real good time to do whatever is necessary to obtain a permit to legally carry a handgun. You know, I've never been a big fan of guns. It's not political. I'm not a car guy, either. My passions are watching movies and reading biographies. I'm not a total metrosexual. I also enjoy increasing the value and comfort of my home with construction and remodeling projects. So in the same way I have no real interest in cars, I also have no real interest in firearms. Nevertheless, you can't go through life without a car. And in the same way, you shouldn't go through life without a firearm. I purchased my first gun not long after I got married. In the years since, due to various events, explained here, I've picked up nearly a half dozen more, including 3 just last month. Listen, it takes about 8 seconds for someone to break into your home. So, in today's world, a world where Democrats and the establishment media have no desire to stop roving bands of marauders, have embraced the terrorists of Black Lives Matter and Antifa as their own personal brown shirts, I do not ever intend to be more than 3 seconds from a firearm. As I write this, I have another firearm on order and have permits for 4 more. I'll never become a gun enthusiast. It's just not in my DNA, even though my dad is both a gun and car enthusiast. Nevertheless, I still very much recommend that you, as I have, go through the process to obtain a permit to legally carry a gun. I'll explain why in a bit, but here's some information about the process. Here in North Carolina, the process was fairly easy, 2 stages. The first involved an all-day training class. This cost about $60. Half the day was spent learning about how to safely carry, handle, store, clean and shoot a handgun. This included firing off 30 rounds. After lunch, we were instructed on the nuances of gun laws, i.e., when it is and is not okay to shoot a mofo, and what to do after you shoot a mofo. Step 1, take advantage of your right to remain silent until your attorney arrives. You might think you understand the laws. You don't. The most memorable part of the class was when our ex-cop instructor explained the emotional consequences of not just wounding or killing someone, but unholstering your weapon in a confrontation. He made it very clear, life is not TV, this is the last situation you want to find yourself in. This class is not a waste of time. Step 2 is applying for the permit. If memory serves, this cost about $80. In my county, this means you bring an application and the certificate proving you attended the gun safety class to the sheriff's department. From there you are fingerprinted and then wait for the application to be approved. Once it is, your permit arrives in the mail. Thanks to cooperation between those states and our union that believe in civil rights, my North Carolina permit is also legal in these other states. How this works varies by state, so look it up. And here's why you should. Your first obligation is to protect your family. It's really that simple. Turn on your TV. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are not playing games. Like something out of a zombie movie, out of a nightmare, they are blocking freeways, swarming cars, looting, burning, attacking private citizens, marauding in residential neighborhoods. Can you imagine being unarmed in that situation? Democrats could very well sweep into office this November. And if they do, one of the first things they will do is kill the Senate filibuster, which means the end of the rights of the political minority. Majority rule will rule, and Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer have made no secret of their intent to crush civil rights, including gun confiscation. In the hope you are grandfathered in, you want to get your permit before this happens. Something that is truly alarming is how many Democrat elected officials are either sympathetic with or openly on the side of left-wing terrorists. Mayors, district attorneys, attorney generals, city prosecutors. Good heavens. The lawlessness this encourages is unlike anything we've ever seen. If Democrats are not allowing domestic terrorists to burn and loot and occupy without opposition, they are refusing to prosecute, they're installing a revolving door for these gangsters. Democrats are persecuting people like Mark and Patricia McCloskey. This reveals how fanatical Democrats are about leaving you helpless, even in your home when outnumbered 50-1 by trespassers. If you have a permit and understand the law, you might be able to avoid making a mistake that gives the government fascists the excuse to persecute you. Defunding the police, which, despite the media's best efforts to spin it otherwise, is a very real thing, means, as we are already seeing in Democrat-run cities across the country, more violent crime. Fewer cops means longer response times means emboldened criminals. Things are going to get much worse before they get better. Every 50 years or so, America forgets what it took to make the streets safe, and then we relearn this lesson the hard way. With an ocean of victims of violent crimes. As my concealed carry permit instructor told me, it's good for the government to know citizens own guns and are legally carrying those guns. The higher the number of permits out there, the safer our rights. Every American should own one firearm for home protection. That's the least you should do. But it is imperative you also learn how to operate, store, and handle that firearm safely, and that you know the laws and your rights. Even if you don't go all the way in carrying a concealed handgun, the training class is a must, so why not get your permit now? While you still can, just in case you want it later. Just in case things get worse? Because things are going to get worse, a lot worse. And if Democrats assume power, when it comes to protecting ourselves, we will be on our own like never before, even more than we are already.